Granny Bobby?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove, that new kind of soap for everything, right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Argument.
Oh, Billy here says his mom don't believe Duz does everything in the wash.
But Billy, Duz really does it.
How do you know?
Well, I'm the announcer on the Duz radio program, and I know. It's a brand new kind of granulated soap.
Oh.
And it does all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, to pretty rayon slips.
See, Billy, I was right. And my mom says she needs Duz now, because she's got lots of extra dirty clothes to wash.
So have we. My dad works in a war plant, and boy, does he get dirty.
Well, no matter how dirty his work clothes get, Duz will get them clean. Really clean. And easy, too. No soap made can do it easier. Why, your mom won't have to do any hard scrubbing.
Gee, she'll like that.
And she'll like the way Duz does her towels, too. They'll be sparkling white.
Mom says our towels get even dirtier in wartime because Dad gets his hands so greasy at work.
Well, leave them to Duz. It gets the grimiest towels dazzling white.
White like snow, huh, mister?
Sure. No soap made gets clothes whiter than Duz.
Gee.
And Duz helps colors stay bright longer.
That's what my mommy says.
Mm-hmm, and that's important, too, because ladies want to help rayon slips and nice colored wash dresses last longer in wartime. Matter of fact, Billy, you can tell your mom this.
What?
Duz is safer for precious colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
See, didn't I tell you? Duz is different.
Yeah, I guess even girls can be right sometimes.
Yes, Billy, you can't learn that too young. And ladies, just an improvement of an old soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. So change to Duz, D-U-Z, today. Even in the toughest wartime wash, Duz does everything. And now the Goldberg. Molly Goldberg has tried to resolve the crisis in her home. With Emma ready to leave and Mikey on the point of going back to army camp, Molly wants all the bad feeling forgotten and all the past forgiven. Molly has been trying to comfort Emma. And the final triumph for her good intentions, Molly believes, would be Mikey forgiving Emma. And after much talk, Mikey has agreed to go through the form of saying all is well. And now, outside Emma's room, this reconciliation is brewing. Listen.
Mikey, come. Come, please, Mikey. All Emma wants, she only wants you to hear her say that she's sorry for what she did.
All right.
Ma. Totally. Put everything to the table.
All right.
Come, Mikey, we'll go back.
Look out, Sporty.
Look out, Sporty.
Well, did Emma tell you she was sorry?
Oh, please.
Did Emma tell you she was sorry, huh?
David, please.
I was turning my head and then Jake was turning his head. How you, Molly, could want Mike to face Emma face to face? I don't know. After what she did to him.
David.
After what she did to him. Do you, or maybe you don't remember what she did?
I remember.
Yeah, you remember. Did she make Mikey go W-O-L or not? Wait,
Uncle David.
Did she take Mikey's messages or not? And gave them to him or not? Huh? Only one lucky thing that Sammy escaped.
All right, David. All right. So it's enough already. It's enough already, please. Come, Mikey. Look out, Sporty, from under my feet, and don't make me nervous also. Please, Rosalie, will you please open the door and take Sporty hither and thither and outdoors?
Right.
Come on, please. Come, Monty, please, upstairs. Jake, you don't have to come upstairs.
I have one last word to utter.
Don't utter it.
All right, Mr. Goldberg, I'm not angry anymore. In fact, right now, I don't care one way or the other about it.
Mike is not angry anymore.
No, we've pulled her claws, and she can't hurt anybody anymore. And most of all, Sammy's through with it.
So?
And what she did to me, Well, that isn't final. I'll try to explain why I've been AWO.
Not final.
I only want to say...
I'll go in and Emma will say she's sorry and then she'll leave.
And that's all she'll leave.
Certainly, that's the end of it. After all, the main point is that she's out of Sammy's mind and that she's given up hope.
That's all. The telephone.
Maybe it's for me, huh?
I'll see.
Go see, Jake, dear. Go see. Who's on the phone, anybody?
David, take the telephone.
Yes, I'm taking it. Go in to Emma, Mikey, please.
I will in a minute.
Val, who?
Molly.
For me?
Molly.
It's for me. It's for me. I'm hurrying. Why's the hurry? You're not going in to Emma, Mikey.
Oh, I want to see who's on the phone.
Oh, hurry.
Well, yeah, but no hurry.
What is it, Rosie?
What is it?
Take it, Molly. Take it.
I'm here, but what is it? Well, who is it? Long or local?
Sammy's calling.
Sammy?
Yes,
I know. Yes. Person to person. Person to person, Molly.
I'm here, person to person. Say yes.
I'm saying yes. She must tell you personally, person to person.
So take the receiver.
Yeah, I'm taking. Give me
1 minute. Here she is, person to person.
Yeah, let me talk to Sammy, too. Let
well,
me.
Well.
Hello? Hello?
Let me talk.
I won't tell you. Hello? Hello? No, nobody's there.
Let me. Hello, operator.
Hello? Hello?
Don't play the receiver. You'll disconnect it.
You'll disconnect it.
Let Papa try.
I don't know. She said hello to me. Let me.
Let Uncle David try. Here. David, did you say Sammy was there, or maybe she said Seymour?
Seymour's long distance, or Seymour's local.
Hello? Hello? Is Sammy Moore? Yes. Yes.
Huh?
I am the party.
She's the party.
Hello? No, Cavalier. Yes, Mama talking. Cavalier. Oh, did you have telephones in the camp? Sammy.
A question, question.
Yes.
Yeah. Say something. Not yet.
Yes, we all hear Cavalier.
Maybe I'll get a voice in.
You look well, Sammy. Well, I think so. Yeah. Wonderful.
What's wonderful?
Sammy, tell me. Do you look well?
He said yes, folks.
Huh? Wait, I can't hear one.
He wants to say a syllable.
Nobody else wants to say a syllable, Molly.
Pamela, you look well?
Again. Give me.
1 minute. 1 minute. Somebody else wants to talk. I'll talk again, darling.
Give me. If you are talking, you say something.
Here, so you say.
Hello, Sammy. This is Father.
Father.
David is here, Sammy.
I want to talk to him, too. Father. Just tell him I'm here. I want to talk again.
How do you look, Sammy? Sammy, are you the stuff men are made of, huh?
Stuff? Ask him if he needs something or what of it.
Yes, Emily, yes.
And did you got my cookies?
1 minute.
I'm leaving tonight, yeah.
Don't mention
anything
about Emma.
Don't mention anything about Emma, Mike.
Yeah, well, I had a long furlough, that's all.
Don't mention.
Swell. You bet. All right. Yeah, well, oh, okay, 1 minute.
You said you wanted to talk to me again, right? Hello? Hello? Just 1 minute, darling. And my phone is so quiet that I should be able to hear a pin drop. You hear? Hello? Well, 1 minute, darling. Hello, Pamela? Mama again. Yeah. What?
What?
Mama? Oh, all right, got to put in more coins in the telephone. You've got to put one second to talk again.
You've got to put more coins
in the telephone. You've got to put more money in the telephone. You told them about the spread of it. Hello? Hello, family? Yeah? Have you looked?
I look again.
How are you? Yes. The family with my cookie drink? Yeah, I'm impressed. Yes. But? Yes, certainly. Sure, family.
Sure, but?
Well, why not?
Why not, what?
Why not? Wait, darling. For 1 minute. Rosie, go up and tell Emma. Quickly.
Emma, Emma's getting ready to leave.
Quickly, get Emma to the phone.
Yes,
Emma. Yes, go up and then up. She's coming down in 1 minute, darling.
I didn't expect.
Did you got my letters?
Not expected at all.
Uh-huh. You want a personal chair?
I didn't expect.
Oh, let's tell Rosie to hurry, please. They're asking for more comfort.
Oh,
no. Sammy, darling, I'll bake you some more cookies. Now, how are you? Yes, for 1 minute. Rosie, then not Sammy. She'll be down 1 minute.
She won't come down,
Bob. Wouldn't come down.
Can you imagine?
You told her that Sammy was on the telephone.
Wait,
Mikey. Wait, Mikey.
Tell me thing on the other side. Say a voice.
Hello, Sammy.
Say she been out.
How can I say she's been out? Hello? Hello? He's putting in more coins. Let me go upstairs. Tell Stanley I'm calling Emma and that he shouldn't hang.
Tell Sammy Mama is calling. He shouldn't hang.
While Sammy waits on the other end of the line, Molly rushes up for Emma. Because no one wants Sammy to know the things Emma did to Mikey. They all want Sammy to be free of any home birth, of any home worries. You can't be a good soldier if you're worrying about the home front. But hurting Sammy is just what Emma probably wants to happen. You know, I've discovered what seems to be the chief cause of your dishwashing troubles. It's those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yes, if you've been using a bar soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it cheats you on speed. Or if you've been using a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. Then I say it's time you met New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Does does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Notice how satin smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Just try it today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly's thoughts turn to Sammy, far away from home for the first time on the Day of Atonement. This is Clayton Collier, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.